Whenever there's a conversation about rebuilding Michigan, about looking for ways to generate ideas, business buzz, and jobs, more and more that conversation includes or even centers on Grand Rapids. As you heard on Stateside yesterday, Grand Rapids was number 4 on a Forbes magazine list of best cities in America to find a job. And it was April 2012 when Art Prize founder Rick DeVos launched his new effort to build entrepreneurs in West Michigan, an idea incubator, really. It was called Start Garden. Rick DeVos unveiled plans a year ago for a new $15 million seed accelerator fund, and he hoped that would help launch more than 100 new businesses, at least business ideas, every year. So let's get a first anniversary progress report on Start Garden. Joining us from Grand Rapids is Start Garden founder Rick DeVos. Welcome back to Stateside, Rick.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
So just to get everybody on the same page, I would like to have you, as the person who came up with this, kind of recap for us how Start Garden works. So I was talking to Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris, and she was saying she has a friend, Rebecca, and Rebecca actually has been trying to develop a business idea called Rent an Extrovert. So that extrovert would do all the things for a shy retiring person that that person would have a tough time doing. It's a pretty good, she's really working
maybe,
on this.
Maybe I should be a customer for that.
So let's just say Rebecca has this idea. She comes to Start Garden with Rent an Extrovert with her pitch. Then what?
How it works is every week we have online submissions. It's all through startgarden.com. So people upload a description of their idea, answer some brief questions about themselves and their idea. And then every week we make two $5,000 investments. One of those is based on a public endorsement process. So whoever can get the most people to vote for them through our site. And then the other is based on the Start Garden team sitting around. We have a weekly meeting where we review everything that's been submitted that week and select one. And out of those $5,000 investments, they are required to actually to come to an update night 60 to 90 days after receiving that investment, where they basically account for what they've done with that investment. And then from that update night, we actually have another one coming up this evening. Mm-hmm. We make decisions about who we're going to invest in further. We actually go into it with decisions already made about who we're going to invest in, but generally we're investing about $20,000 in the next round.
Wow.
It's really interesting what you learn from giving people resources and watching what they do with them rather than spending a lot of time doing due diligence. When you're launching new things, it's really difficult to impossible to do due diligence. We find it much more useful to find out who the person is, what their experience is, what their vision is, and then see how they work.
So what do these entrepreneurs do, have you, in this past year that you've seen, what have they done with that initial 5,000?
You know, it really depends on what their idea is. And we focus on and really push them to do an experiment with that $5,000 investment. So if you're selling a product and that's your first offering for, let's say it's a children's toy company, you might use it to run a marketing campaign and see what sort of conversion rates you can get and how many orders you can take. That really carries a lot of weight for us when we're thinking about who to invest in further. The best sort of validation is paying customers. So anything to validate or de-risk, you know, some part of the hypothesis that you're, you know, basically proposed by starting this business. You are ideally solving a problem with a business. Is it really a problem?
Okay. So taking what's a hypothesis and beginning the process of proving that it could be reality.
Yep, absolutely.
So give me an idea of some of the investments in the companies that really, really grabbed you, that really made you go, wow, that are starting to take root and grow.
You know, I stress that we're still in the very earliest stages of these things, so it's going to take years for a lot of these things to really prove out. We started off with a company called Next Mile that makes youth sports-specific insoles. They continue to do a good job selling product and expanding their offering line. Kind of the fun example that I usually talk about is a little startup that we invested in called Reindeer Cam. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a camera that streams reindeer in a pen. And during the Christmas season, Santa comes out and feeds the reindeer three times a day.
Okay, that's pretty awesome.
They have hundreds of thousands of unique visitors, millions of people streaming it. They sold over 40,000 $2 downloads of their app. They actually used our investment to develop that app. So there's a bunch of fun ways they can take it from here. And it shows kind of what something that seems quite silly when it came in, you know, and that was one that was actually selected by the public vote. And we were very skeptical at the beginning and very worried that people were going to, you know, just laugh at us essentially for investing in reindeer cam. But
clearly the public knew.
Yeah. Well, they already had actually a pretty thriving community built around this thing. So, you know, it just goes to show that when you're starting new things, you need to just kind of launch the ships and see if there are continents out there. You can't plan your way to it.
I know I was reading, there's been a lot of attention from, you know, national publications, New York Times. I was reading a lot of interviews that you gave about Start Garden. And one of the things I was struck with was you were talking about, apart from putting cash into the hands of entrepreneurs, you really wanted to get a buzz happening about West Michigan and about the business climate and hoping to encourage people to follow their dream. And it strikes me, when you're working in the public voting, that's exactly what you did with Art Prize. So suddenly the whole community's invested.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we learned that obviously the public vote gets people engaged. It brings things through the filter that you wouldn't necessarily see value in at the beginning, which we think is interesting at Start Garden. But it's a constant marketing message. Everybody that is putting ideas up on Start Garden, telling their networks about them, they're telling people about their projects, and we're seeing whether they can get some validation from that. But they're also carrying the germ of the idea of Start Garden to everybody as well. So we continue to get the word out about Start Garden. And we want to create a change in culture around startups and people trying things.
Rick DeVos, where have you been getting ideas from? Are you getting them from all over the country?
We see some from other states and regions. The majority are, you know, within probably a 3-hour drive of Grand Rapids. So, Michigan in general. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'll see a couple things from Chicago and so forth and Indiana. But, we're always looking at how a company that we would invest in would gain benefit from the ecosystem here, the startup ecosystem here, and how it would contribute to the startup ecosystem here. So that's sort of how we're evaluating whether to invest that $5,000 amount in them, but especially with the later investments.
We've been talking with Start Garden founder Rick DeVos, getting that first year anniversary report on his project to help entrepreneurs and build entrepreneurs in West Michigan. Always good to talk with you. We look forward to doing it again. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you, Cindy.